We are going to be joined by Iman Shumpert. Did a terrific job tonight. I think the game turned when they made, when Coach D'Antoni made the switch and took you off the ball and put you on Calderon. Tell me about what you were thinking and what your assignment was in that instance.
We knew Calderon, he's really good with the ball. Coach wanted a bigger guard on him, you know, just to bother him a little bit more. I tried to get in the passing lanes. You know, Jeremy, you know, he's a little worn down from all the things he's been doing, so I'm just taking a lot of pressure off his legs, trying to defend the ball full court, added pressure, you know, turn the game around. So,
Iman, it's almost become cliche talking about it, but here we are. I mean, it was a team comeback, no doubt about it. But 15 seconds left, clear the floor. You think he might take him off the bounce. Instead, he pulls up for a three and knocks it down with half a second to go. The ride this guy's on is ridiculous.
Insanity. Linsanity. That's the only word for it.
I mean, you've been around basketball. You're young in the game, but you've been around it since a kid, even watching
never
as a fan.
Never seen anything like it. I've never been on a team where a guy played with that big a heart. That type of intensity every single play. He gets banged up every single play and just keeps on going. So,
Iman, does he play that hard in practice as well?
Well, with this season, we haven't been able to do as much practice.
Okay.
But I imagine that he would. He gives 100% all the time.
Just quickly, at the end of the day, it's still a six-game winning streak, and you guys have moved into eight. What do you think about the way this thing's going and eventually getting Melo back and obviously the depth just playing out then?
We just got to keep pushing, keep building, keep winning.
Appreciate the time. Congrats on the win.
Thanks, Iman.
There's Iman Shumpert of the New York Knicks.